I'm John McCullough, and for Frank Beckman, and in focus today, Mercury, not the planet, that silver stuff that you used to play with in school and shouldn't have. I played with Mercury a lot in school because I took chemistry, and we would get that stuff out, and we'd roll it all over the tables and just have a ball with it, and I'll tell you what, it can really polish up a dime. And I was carrying around a lot of mercury-coated change in my pocket for a long time during chemistry class in, what was that, 8th grade, 9th grade? So I'm still okay. So I don't think... But you don't want it in the air, and it gets in the air, and it gets deposited in the ground, and so forth. And then some people have knee-jerk reactions to it, and I think we've had one in Michigan, and the governor has given a mercury directive that doesn't have much scientific basis, says the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And joining us now is Diane Katz. She is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy and one of their scientific representatives. And I really appreciate you being with us today, Diane.
My pleasure.
Tell me about the directive first. Where did it come from? Who suggested it? And how was it voted on, if it was at all?
Well, this is a directive issued by Governor Granholm in April. And what she did is direct the Department of Environmental Quality to draft regulations that would reduce mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants by 90% by the year 2015. And this came about, I think, because mercury emissions have been a concern of environmental groups. And, you know, that's long been a topic of discussion here in Michigan because of mercury levels in fish and in the lakes.
Okay, now you say, and I'm going to quote the report, proposed reductions in mercury emissions would not benefit public health or the environment. That's pretty strong stuff, Diane.
Well, we looked at a number of things about this. We looked at what the sources of mercury depositions in Michigan are and what the risks of exposure are and what the likely results of this new directive would be. And looking at all of those things, we concluded that while undoubtedly the governor has the best of intentions, this is a remedy in search of a problem. That is, many of the emissions from coal-fired power plants in Michigan do not result in what we call depositions. That is, there's emissions into the air, and then some of that falls to the ground and falls into the lakes. But because of a whole confluence of very complicated and technical reasons, much of that mercury doesn't even fall in Michigan. And so there's not going to be a lot of impact on Michigan in controlling those emissions.
Well, even at best, we'd only be controlling, if I understand the report correctly, 2% of the mercury emissions, because that's what comes from the plants.
Well, and actually the amount of mercury depositions or what falls to the ground that would be cut would be even less, because the amount that comes from the utilities and that actually falls to the ground in Michigan is much smaller.
Well, now, where does all the mercury come from then?
Well, you know, and that's a great question, because there's a lot of sources. This is based on research from 2004. About 30% of the mercury that's deposited in Michigan comes from what's called anthropogenic or man-made sources across North America. About 25% comes from Asia, and about 25% comes from natural sources, such as volcanic eruptions or eruptions from underwater, or even new emissions from mercury that has deposited, you know, decades ago.
Okay.
And then the rest actually comes from Europe, Africa, South and Central America.
Okay. Diane Katz is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I want to know what kind of research the governor did, or was it just an arbitrary decision to raise the Michigan target to 90% of the emissions for your coal-fired energy plants, which, by the way, folks, supply electricity. Think what's happening here, and think what we're trying to discuss in advance of it happening.